It is 7:41. We are broadcasting this morning from Pio Gordo's Casino in downtown Port Huron, getting ready for all the Boat Week festivities. Family night tonight, boat night tomorrow, and of course the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac race is on Saturday. We'll have coverage of all of it, start to finish, here on WPHM. This is a weekend of reunions and homecomings in Port Huron. There will be class reunions, family reunions, and St. Clair County Community College has a homecoming going on today, and the president of SC4 is with us right now, Dr. Deborah Snyder. Dr. Snyder, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me on.
And thanks for coming in. We appreciate it very much. So what goes on over at SC4 today?
So we've got our homecoming today. And we've got several things going on. Well, first of all, it's our 95th year in business as a college, believe it or not.
That's a
we
big
celebrated
deal.
That on June 11th. So it's going to be extra special tonight with our homecoming events. But we're going to feature live music and entertainment. We've got food and beverages. We've got kids' activities and giveaways and gallery tours. So it should be a lot of fun. Most of the events are going to take place behind the SC4 main building, which is right along the Black River. So please come and join us.
Yeah, absolutely. The look of your campus is changing. It's expanding, of course, with the addition of the field house a year or so ago. And now you've got student housing that you're adding as well.
We do have student housing, and they've kept me out of it for several months now.
How hard is it to not be right in the middle of it, huh?
It's been pretty difficult, but, you know, they want to get it done in time. And we've actually got students that are going to be moving in before August 20th,
wow,
which is the first day of class. We've had several people on a waiting list, and now we've got lots of deposits, and it's absolutely beautiful. I saw it for the first time a couple of days ago inside.
See, the old Main Street Lodge, you saw the before, and now you've seen the after.
Well, and, you know, it's funny because when I went into the Main Street Lodge, the owner had actually renovated it, and it looked pretty nice, and I thought, you know, this is a dorm. This can do. There were actually a few rooms with some jacuzzis next to the beds.
Great.
I thought, boy, some of these lucky students are going to really love this.
Yeah.
But when it came right down to it with our architects and everything, they said you've got to replace windows and HVAC, and the halls need to be wider and all of those kinds of things for safety. But we've completed all of that. We've got a grand opening scheduled and ribbon cutting on August 3rd. It'll be at noon, and all afternoon we're going to be doing tours of the building. It's awesome. I mean, it is so amazing, and to me, I'm so proud to go down Main Street and know that we're part of this revitalization.
There really is demand for this housing, isn't there?
There is demand for housing, and we're going to be the first community college in southeastern Michigan to offer housing. But there are seven community colleges in Michigan that offer housing. And before we even made the decision, we consulted with them to see how they did it, what they charged, what the rooms looked like. We did our research before we even engaged in this.
What are some of the other changes going on campus? Because I know that you know, you've got all these buildings, and you look at how, you know, how to best use them, and so what are some of the other changes you have on the horizon?
So the Tyson building is vacated now. We had to move some faculty offices out, and our nursing simulation mannequins. We had a simulation center in that building so that we can start construction in the next month for our new health sciences building. You know, there's been a big interest in the skilled trades and healthcare. People get jobs. So we're actually renovating that building. We received about $5 million from the state, and we will match that start that construction shortly. It'll take us about a year to complete.
That's a big undertaking too, isn't it?
It is, but it's fun. It really is. I think the folks that are in charge of this, they've never worked harder, but it really is for something that's more important than all of us.
The SC4 Fieldhouse is getting a lot of use, and it's going to be getting more use in terms of a big tournament coming. Tell us more about that.
We're pretty excited about that. In 2019, we were chosen as the national site for the National Junior College Association women's basketball tournament. So there's going to be 16 teams from all over the country in town, and we're going to host it for 3 years. So we've already done an economic impact study to determine what this is going to mean for the community, and it's going to mean about $750,000 that will be coming into town, you know, through housing and restaurants and people buying gas and doing fun things and shopping. So
it's always good to bring people into town, isn't
we're
it?
Pretty excited about it.
Big election coming up to a millage asking on the ballot in August, right?
Yes, August 7th. Please vote if you are planning to be at Lakeside Beach on the 7th, because it's such a nice day. You can get an absentee ballot. You can get it right now. And there are two resolutions on the ballot. One is just a renewal, so that won't make any difference at all in anyone's property tax bill. And we desperately need that to keep going. That's money that we depend on. The other resolution is a half a mil more, which means if you've got a $100,000 house, that's about $2 a month that you would pay in addition. But to me, I don't know why people would not want to support what we're doing at the college, because what we are doing is we are training people for jobs. And most of the people that go to the college actually stay in the community and contribute. So I'm so hopeful that people will vote the way I'm going to vote, but I cannot ask you to vote a certain way, but certainly get out and be a good citizen and vote.
Homecoming at SC4 today is what time again?
It starts at, I think it's 5 o'clock.
Okay.
5 o'clock, right. And then it runs all evening.
So anybody that's ever been a student at SC4 is welcome to come to homecoming.
Anybody, right? Anybody, not just people who have been students, but people that consider themselves friends or want to bring their kids through, please come.
Skippers come, one and all, right?
You bet.
Dr. Snyder, good to see you. Thanks so much for stopping by. Appreciate
Thank
it
you,
very
Paul.
Much. Dr. Deborah Snyder, the president of St. Clair County Community College, joining us here at Teal Gordo's Casino in downtown Port Huron on WPHM.